Going back to school can be really scary for children and young people, no matter what their age. What we find is that, you know, for them, school is such a huge part of their lives, and it's really important that they're happy there. So common concerns for them in September often include worrying about what the new school year will bring, concerns about whether they'll make friends or not, and, you know, bullying issues. Keeping up with homework is also a worry after they've had the summer off, and even thinking about exam stress. It's quite interesting, actually, because even across the whole age range, the anxieties seem to be similar. So it's very much about whether, you know, do I fit in? Am I going to have friends? Am I going to do well? So whether that's a kind of an 11-year-old or a 17-year-old, we tend to hear the same kind of issues. I suppose social media can be a real positive in helping children make friends and feeling like they belong, because they can keep contact and connection with each other whether they're at school or not. On the other hand, of course, it can have the reverse effect. So social media can lead you to feel that you're missing out, that you're not doing as well as other people, and maybe there can even be bullying via social media, which is really problematic. I think something that's really true of September is because young people have had the summer off and they've had, you know, not always a wonderful summer, but most of them have had definitely a different experience than being at school. The new year of school brings quite a lot of pressure of, am I going to do better this year? Is it going to go well? Sometimes they're transitioning from primary school to secondary school, so it's a whole big new place to get used to. So those tend to be the things that we hear more about in September. I would imagine all parents will remember their own school days, no matter how long ago they were, and that can add to some of the anxiety. If they had a good experience at school, they'll kind of have positive stories to share, but if they didn't, they might also be worried themselves. And, you know, as parents, we want our children to be happy and to do well, so there's bound to be some worrying about what it's going to be like when they go back. I think it's really important that we keep calm and that we listen carefully, and we try and have conversations before problems happen. So if a young person's going back to school, just have a chat about, you know, how are you feeling about going back to school? What are you looking forward to? And then that can lead into thinking a little bit about what you might be anxious about, asking them, you know, what they're hoping the next year will bring, and just gently exploring how they're feeling about friends and how they're feeling about fitting in. What we find young people really appreciate, and I guess that's why they call Childline, because it's what we offer to them, is having time and being patient with them and having time to really explore how they are feeling. Usually as well, giving them a wider perspective and helping them think about the positives that have happened at school as well as the negatives. But I think we also really want to let them know that there are people that can help, so that, you know, they could speak to a teacher, for example, or speak to a parent. They need to know that they've got a support network around them, so that if something does go wrong, it's not the end of the world and they can get help.